Welcome to our Christmas Cantata, the December 13th, 2009 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. The cantata is entitled, Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, Born to Us. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Reminder, we are in the middle of our Christmas offering. Our total this morning, as of this morning, is $10,653. So we are well on our way to reaching our goal. A reminder about a couple of other things. Deacons, the fruit bags are in, are ready to pick up, and they are in adult three. If you could go there and check your name off once you pick up your fruit bags. Let me see. Reminder to our children. Our youth are hosting a Christmas party for you this Wednesday night. Parents, we're going to go a little bit longer. We'll be done about 7:45. Instead of 7:30, but that will all take place down in the youth room. So we invite all of our children to go to their normal spots on Wednesday night, and then we will come and pick them up for the youth have been making plans for this party for the children this Wednesday evening. Okay, I think that's all the announcements that we have. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. You have already given us your information just a few moments ago on the pew pad. We appreciate you doing that for us. If you're a guest, we'd like to give something to you. So just raise your hand right where you are. Our ushers will recognize you and pass you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, as well as a newsletter that tells you what's going on currently in the life of our church and a little bit of the story of College Park. So we are thankful that you have joined us for worship this morning. You have picked a great place and a great day to be together. I think that's all the announcements. Any other announcements? Good. Well, it is time for us to worship. This is why we are together. This is why we have come, is to worship together. And I'm going to invite the Spees family to come now and lead us in the lighting of our Advent wreath.
Isaiah 12, in that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you are angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
John 16:19-24. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, Are you asking one another what I meant I said? In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me. I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when the baby has born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child was born into the world.
So with you, now is the time for grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete.
Will you pray with me? Father, it is for joy that we have come together this day. When we think of all the things that you have done for us, all the difficult days you have gotten us through, all the blessings that you have provided, how can we not be full of joy? We thank you. And that joy calls us to want to be in your presence. So we invite you into this place, into this sanctuary, this holy room. Fill it up with your presence. Hear us as we worship, as we sing, as we pray. Change us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pray with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of year. We ask you to quiet our minds and hearts. Focus here today. Let us enjoy today's music. In your name we pray. Amen.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Behold a voice of one calling in the desert. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up. Every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
When this word was clear, his hope and all.
believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. After he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. Joseph also went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Oh, yeah.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. For the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thanks to God who is on my shore. enjoyed the season. The sound man has all the power. I hope you've enjoyed this season.
I want to invite you to stand now for our benediction before we leave. Would you stand, please? Most gracious Father, we thank you for the joy of this season. Father, we thank you for the music. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your house to worship through song and through music. Father, we pray that as we depart from here, our hearts would be alive, that they would be singing the song of the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that as we go, we would go in a warm spirit of fellowship, having had an opportunity to be here together today. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's R-A-M-O-N @collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.